You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
All right, random facts, no one share here on this Wednesday morning, hazy Wednesday morning. Terrible air quality out there. Terrible, I say. Mm-hmm. The polo shirt.
Okay.
You know, the pop collar shirt?
Yes.
The polo shirt was actually designed so that you could turn the collar up and protect your neck from sunburn when you were playing tennis.
Oh.
That's what that's for.
Wow.
There were guys on the professional golf tour that would do that. They'd pop those collars up just to protect the back of their neck.
Well,
some of those dudes, you know, the older guys, skin cancers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Bucket hat, popped collar.
Why do they call it the polo shirt then? They should have called it the tennis shirt, right?
Well,
it wasn't created for the tennis player.
I am going to guess that it's the polo brand was became the signature version of that shirt.
Gotcha.
There's a lot of companies that make them.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think, you know, the polo player.
Yep.
The mallet and everything. It's your mallet. Tupac Shakur only had two hit albums. Actually, two albums that hit number one. One of those albums was when he was in jail, and the other one was after he passed away. I don't really know if that's trivial or not.
Yeah, he was only 25.
I know, dude.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I didn't even had a chance.
Yeah.
Yep. Went to a performing arts school.
Yeah. Was in the Digital Underground doing the hockey dance. Yeah.
That's right. So stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
Oh, I got my Humpty down. I played that song when it was new. Lincoln Logs were invented by...
I know the answer to this, let me...
You're not going to know.
I know it's an architect, but I don't... But I forget. It's the only architect I should know.
Yes.
I know this, but I...
Yeah, yeah.
He's an American architect,
This
too.
Is what's going to screw you up, though. It's not him. It's his brother.
It's... Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. That's why you're struggling with this. You want the brother's name or the guy's name?
I can't remember now.
We had one of these houses. We had one of his houses in my hometown.
Yeah.
People would pilgrimage to see this house up close and personal.
Damn it.
Three names. Here we go.
Lloyd's the middle one.
Lloyd is the middle name. Correct. Yes. Frank.
Lloyd Webber.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now. The deal is this. Lincoln Logs were invented by John Lloyd Wright.
His brother. Yeah.
Frank Lloyd Wright's brother.
I like that Lloyd middle name there.
Yeah. Africa is the only continent that's in all four hemispheres. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, we get that little place out, what is it, Colorado, Arizona, Wyoming,
mm-hmm.
that four corners?
Yes.
They got four corners of the world.
Yeah.
You can go... I don't know where they all come together at. It might be in the middle of some lake or something, but yeah. Conceivably, you could visit that. And then finally this. In the early days of parcel post, in the early days of the mail service, a few parents managed to mail their children to relatives. I've heard of this before.
And
you
it was legal.
You could mail a baby.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Just make sure the air holes are in there.
Yep.
Yeah. A big box.
In 1913, an 8-month-old baby in Ohio was mailed by his parents to his grandmother, who lived a few miles away, but the Postal Service took care of it. We put postage on the kid. They took him. Baby safely delivered. However, regulations were then quickly established to prevent the additional mailing of children. Sending of children through the United States mail.
But it made a comeback with Wayfair, the furniture, you know.
Yeah, you could just open a cabinet and get some sort of trafficked child.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, again.
Yes, because that was happening.
You know what he was holding, too? A hypodermic needle filled with vaccines.
Yes.
Yeah.
On his way to a FEMA camp, actually.
Yeah. Those are all coffins, you know.
Yes.